Television stations in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, will have a new political ad to run starting tomorrow. It's about the local race for Congress between two incumbents, but it wasn't made for either candidate. The ad is from the League of Conservation Voters, an interest group that wants to affect the outcome in one of the nation's closest House races. NPR's Peter Overby has been tracking interest groups as they try to influence this year's elections. He has this report from Harrisburg.
It was a steamy day in July when Deb Callahan, the president of the League of Conservation Voters, took the two-hour drive from Washington, D.C. up to Harrisburg. At a sparsely attended press conference, she announced that the League was out to defeat George Gekas, a 20-year veteran Republican in southern Pennsylvania's 17th district.
By the end of this election, you'll know that the League of Conservation Voters was here to make a point.
Of all the environmental groups in Washington, the League is the most purely political. It tracks congressional votes on environmental issues and targets a list of perceived enemies it calls the Dirty Dozen. The League avoids any partisan label, but the Dirty Dozen are usually Republicans. With Gekas added to the list, Callahan and her staff went back to Washington to plan their strategy. They agreed to let NPR listen in on that process. A voter poll would show them how to attack Gekas so that rural Pennsylvanians would listen. Pro-environment arguments that would work in an upscale suburb don't often play well in places where billboards still advertise hunting gear. At their office in downtown Washington, the League's campaign director, Amy Kurtz, and communications director, Scott Sturmer, called their polling consultant and explained what they wanted.
The issue that plays the best on the environment for this district that Gekas is bad on.
Right, what's really going to pop that we can use?
While Kurtz and Sturmer looked for the issue that would pop, George Gekas and his Democratic opponent, 10-year incumbent Tim Holden, were minding their own business. On Capitol Hill, Gekas is known as a foot soldier in the Republican Revolution. But around Harrisburg, he's the congressman with the piano. At a Chamber of Commerce meeting in nearby Lebanon last week, Gekas found a conveniently placed piano and started playing. While Gekas played, Holden was working the same room. He does what politicians usually do in this economically hard-hit part of the state. He talks about what he's done for his constituents and what he can do next.
Let me tell you one thing. You elect me and that overpass in the city of Lebanon will be built. I promise you that.
Holden has always called himself a conservative Democrat. Gekas cites votes that he says reveal Holden as a liberal.
He voted no. I voted yes. A difference between a conservative Democrat and a piano player.
Gekas is in trouble because Pennsylvania Republicans miscalculated in the redistricting. They thought they were ending Holden's political career by putting him in a heavily Republican district. But Holden had 10 years of practice running in close races, while Gekas had never had a serious challenge. At first, nobody seemed to realize how close the race would be. But in August, it seemed suddenly that half the pollsters in Washington were taking the pulse of the 17th. One of them was Democratic consultant Anna Greenberg, doing the poll for the League of Conservation Voters. From her office in Washington, she said that Gekas looked awfully vulnerable for an incumbent.
You know, it's a fairly remarkable survey. I mean, he is incredibly weak.
Greenberg said she had found two issues that would pop. You know, in 1995, Gekas had voted against expanding the rules on corporate disclosure of toxic dumping. And in 2000 and 2001, he had voted not to strengthen the standards on arsenic in drinking water. That led to an exchange between Harrison Schmidt, the League's legislative researcher, and ad consultant Kurt Gunther.
And you all think it's possible to sound reasoned while we're disclosing the fact that Gekas voted against stronger arsenic standards for water?
Absolutely. You can talk about terrible things in a way that is respectful of and sympathetic to the listener. You know, people coming home from work, they don't want to be moaned at and shouted at.
Ultimately, Gunther designed a gentle mother and son scene to make the pitch.
Come on, silly boy, let's get you to school.
Our rivers may look pretty, but there's a problem. Congressman George Gekas voted to let companies keep quiet about what they dump and against tough standards to reduce arsenic in drinking water.
The environmentalists in their conference room in Washington also decided to end the ad with a broader swipe at Gekas.
George Gekas has been in Congress for 20 years. Maybe that's just too long for Pennsylvania.
For all this planning, the ad won't catch Gekas by surprise. His campaign knew the League was buying TV time, and they saw the arsenic issue highlighted on the League's website. After giving a speech in Harrisburg last week, Gekas had his defense ready.
To say I love arsenic in water, geez, I want to load up the water system with arsenic as fast as I can to kill off my voters is an absurd position for them to take.
Still, the ad hits the right note for the 17th District, even the rural areas. That's the assessment of Terry Madonna, a political scientist at nearby Millersville University.
Pennsylvania has had a serious drought, and the drought has meant water restrictions and the quality of water, giving aging water and sewer facilities in the state, is an issue.
A more powerful issue, Madonna says, than suburban concerns like overdevelopment. The League is also sending a grassroots organizer into the 17th. But it's relatively late in getting into the race. Money and ads have been pouring in from D.C.
Tell Republican George Gekas to keep working for Pennsylvanians.
Tell Tim Holden to keep making Pennsylvania safer.
Congressman George Gekas understands.
Tim Holden, a common-sense conservative and a tough
TV spots by Republican and Democratic Party committees, by the United Seniors Association supporting Gekas, and by the AFL-CIO supporting Holden. The Chamber of Commerce is stuffing pro-business information into workers' pay envelopes at member companies. Political scientist Terry Madonna, sipping a soda at a highway diner, says the League of Conservation Voters or any of the other interest groups could change the outcome.
Because it's probably the closest congressional race in the country with two incumbents running against each other, small differences get magnified. You know, small amounts of change make a bigger difference.
It may seem odd, but the League isn't expecting to gain a pro-environment champion out of this effort. Holden has voted their way about half the time. The League is more interested in unseating Gekas, whose LCV score is zero. National politics these days is a game of increments, not ideals. And the environmentalists will take this increment if they can get it. Peter Overby, NPR News in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.